T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I came in this morning, and I have to say I was really surprised by the final vote in the Richmond City Council. You know, the council had been seeking via a new proposal that Councilman Michael Jones had put forward the right from the General Assembly to determine what to do with statues within its own jurisdiction. Councilman Jones joins us now this morning. I got to say, were you surprised by this final vote? Are you mad this morning? What do you think?
Oh, I'm anything but mad. Not surprised, but I knew it would be close.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that, you know, my colleagues would really see this as an opportunity for them to lead and really have, you know, the wherewithal to be on the right side of this. There is nothing wrong with locality having a right to decide its own fate.
Well,
I think that's interesting that happens.
I think that's a very legitimate point to make. I mean, you and I, as you know from our conversation a couple of months ago, you and I disagree about the final disposition of the monuments, but that's fine. I think you make a really strong argument that cities and localities should determine things for themselves. What arguments were made yesterday? I won't argue with you, but you tell me, what arguments were made last night, both for and against the proposal, that resonated one way or the other, you think?
You know, John, when anyone talks about their heritage and how things impact them on the emotive level, that always gets me, because we should celebrate our history and our culture. We just should, regardless of what it is. You know, I've always told the story that my father was a Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. And I love and adore my father, but I'm sure after two tours in Vietnam, there are people over there that probably did not like my father. But I celebrate my father every Father's Day.
Right.
And so I believe everyone should support, you know, the things that they hold true to themselves. I think some of the things I had an issue with were people hiding behind, real situations. You know, people on council hiding behind education. You know that, hey, we don't want this to interfere with the legislative packet that our lobbyists have to carry forth, and they didn't vote for the meals tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where do you really stand in all of this? I appreciated people saying that, you know, that they don't like them and they should come down, that they're offensive. Because, again, just because something is fine for me doesn't make it right for someone else. And I can appreciate you, John, for saying, you know what, here's how I think and here's why I think that. I can support that versus people just trying to, you know, call cookies crap. I mean, so it's like, just be straight with me and tell me how you really feel about something, and I can deal with that a lot better than someone just hiding behind. The first time, council hid behind the mayor's commission. Mayor's commission came out, and now they're hiding behind education. Just deal straight with the people. Let them know where you stand. I can deal better with the person that says, I want the monuments to stand because I like them, versus a person making excuses.
Well, what happens next? If this has been defeated, the General Assembly doesn't come back in until January. Do you have a strategy or plan to deal with this big issue of self-determination and then the sub-issue of the monuments and what to do or not to do with them?
Well, honestly, this is just me, John.
Okay.
Once the people have spoken, once council has spoken, I really believe it's just a futile effort to keep, you know, beating something in. That is just against everything that I stand for. Council has spoken. The people have spoken. And this I do hold to be true. I believe that moral and ethics evolve. We get better in time, and we should. Another generation is going to deal with this, whether it's my children's or my grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Someone is going to deal with this. It might be while I'm on council, and it might be after my time is off. But as far as me just being this stalwart, hey, I'm going after it, that's just not my MO. It really isn't.
Well, look, you and I, if we were to go stand in front of the Jefferson Davis Monument or the Lee Memorial, you and I would probably tell different stories about what we're looking at. Do you think that when you talk about your children or my potential children here in Richmond, that the emotions, the kind of the raw emotions, and for a lot of people, the anger that they feel right now, that diminishes in the next generation or two, and then maybe this becomes like in Europe? You know, they go by a statue of the king who slaughtered a whole bunch of their citizens 400 years ago, and it doesn't have the same emotional impact to them today as it might have to the great-great-great-grandparents. Do you think that Richmond is headed that direction, or do we continue to... I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, but do you think the next generation continues to have these types of disputes?
I think they're going to have more open and honest conversations, to be perfectly honest. There's always going to be individuals on both sides at the edge, in the deepest parts of our corners, whether it's liberal or conservative, that are going to want to fight over something, but they're going to be people that say, you know what, can we just sit down and reason together? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just look at my daughter on the campus of, you know, UNC in Chapel Hill, just at the conversations that they have and have been having for the past 3 years on the different bills that has come before them in the way of referendums and or votes. But I believe this next – every generation gets better. I mean, if we go back – I mean, man, my mother drank out of white-only and colored-only fountains.
Right.
And now I get to drink wherever I want to. That's what makes America great, is that we evolve our social consciousness. We look at injustice differently. And, I mean, we've got to get better as a people to where at least, John – we can have a conversation without people getting upset and wanting to fight.
Well, see, this is why I'm glad you came on the show today. Michael Jones, city councilman, I really appreciate you joining us and having a candid conversation. Even if some of the end results we disagree on, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
I appreciate it as well, John. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.